You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anti-establishment sentiment has been an increasingly more relevant and contentious topic around the world, especially going into this year's general election in New Zealand. An academic keenly interested in this topic is Grant Duncan from Massey University, who will be giving a public lecture about it tomorrow night. My producer Will spoke to Grant about recent global political events and what the potential impact might be on New Zealand, first asking him about the changing landscape of international democracies.
Yes, at the moment it's looking all over the place because in some countries, particularly say Holland and France, there's been quite a dramatic fragmentation and almost a disappearance of the traditional centre-left, centre-right duopoly parties, you know, a kind of centre-right conservative party and a centre-left Labour or social democratic party basically ruling the political scene in a sort of two-horse race. So in those two countries, that's pretty much been ended. And whereas in the UK and in Germany at the moment, the opinion polls, if they're to be believed, are showing that those two, you know, centre-right, centre-left parties are having a bit of a resurgence. And in the UK, of course, that's getting interesting because they have an election quite soon. Now, if a similar kind of fragmentation, similar to, say, Holland, were to happen in New Zealand, then the equivalent scenario would be a situation where, say, it could get as dramatic as, say, Labour and National combined, you know, barely reaching, say, 50% of the party vote. In the last election, those two parties combined got 72%. But if we were to follow the lead of some of those European countries, that could dramatically decline in the future. I'm not saying that'll happen this coming election, but further down the track, that's the kind of landscape we could see.
Would you say that public opinion is influencing the gap to grow between right-wing and left-wing, or are we moving more central in terms of international politics and international democracy?
Well, the interesting thing about the present national-led government, of course, has been its consistent shuffling towards the left, really. And so that's making it a little bit difficult for the Labour Party to manoeuvre in terms of policy and its sort of ideological position. But yeah, so what's happening is that the four major parties in New Zealand at the moment, Labour, National, New Zealand First and Greens, are all really competing for the centre. There's not really much representation on either the radical left or radical right wings at all. And so it's a crowded centre in New Zealand at the moment. But it does possibly leave a considerable section of New Zealanders feeling as if no political party in Parliament at the moment genuinely represents their values and interests.
Going off that, you're saying that Labour and National are competing with each other for maybe a more central view on things and looking to represent New Zealanders. Would you say that the influence of other countries, dramatic changes within political parties and the potential move to like strong left and strong right, is that affecting New Zealanders' opinions on our own government?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Whether the rise of populist movements and voter revenge, so to speak, in the Brexit referendum and the election of Trump and the overseas are going to have a similar effect on New Zealand. And that was certainly the question that was entertaining my mind since those events last year. The sense I'm getting at the moment, this is just my gut feeling at the moment, is that kind of populist anti-establishment sentiment isn't taking off in a major way in New Zealand at the moment. But, you know, events could prove me wrong, of course, and certainly the politician most able, most well-positioned to take advantage of any kind of populist revolt, of course, is Winston Peters. And, you know, he's doing his usual thing, but I don't really see, in terms of opinion polling, him enjoying any kind of boost at the moment just because of, you know, some kind of long-distance effect of Trump and Brexit happening in New Zealand. So that doesn't really seem to be happening here at the moment.
That's interesting because we talked to Winston Peters a few months ago and he seemed to think that anti-establishment waves sweeping the globe began with him here in New Zealand first with the Northland by-election. What could you make of this?
Well, that's just you know, his daring do kind of talk, isn't it? And part of the Winston Peters that we know and love. So, I mean, he's also claiming that the opinion polls, which put him on about 9 or 10%, are way underestimating his real support in the electorate at the moment. But, of course, he won't show us the opinion polls that he's using. And ultimately, we have to wait until the election in 23 September to see how well he really does. But, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, and Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party, well, the former leader of that party, was boasting about he being the initiator of this so-called global revolution that he was talking about. But UKIP in the UK is really tanking in the opinion polls there now. And similarly in Germany, the alternative, you know, Germany party, which is the strong anti-immigration, anti-refugee party over there, they're also tanking in the opinion polls there too. So I think that this so-called global revolution actually is looking like a little bit of a scissor at the moment. And I think Winston Peters would probably be unwise to talk it up too much, because he may just end up looking a little bit disappointed on election day. So, yeah, although obviously there was a sort of sense that there was this kind of global tide of anti-establishment populist sentiment, I'm just not convinced at the moment that it's really sort of turning into a great tsunami that's going to sweep over New Zealand as well.
So would you say that you wouldn't expect many changes to come of this perceived anti-establishment sentiment? Would you say that things might stay as they are, or...?
Well, pretty much. I mean, you know, looking ahead to the next election, there's no great signs of a shift to, you know, a change of government to a Labour-led government. I'm not saying it can't happen. It can happen, particularly, you know, if you were to get a Labour New Zealand First coalition that and the Greens were willing to support that arrangement. It's a rather awkward kind of three-party arrangement, but it could happen. That sort of thing has been done before. But the more likely outcome is a national New Zealand First coalition. A lot depends, of course, on how well National actually does and how well its existing support parties do. The Māori Party, for instance, ACT and United Future. So there's a lot of moving parts there, to be honest. It's quite difficult to pick which way it would go. But I guess if you were a betting person, you'd probably say that we would have a national-led government after the next election, just looking at the landscape at the moment. But I don't like to, you know, be too confident making those predictions. But, yeah, sorry, I missed a bit of your question there. Can you run it by me again?
Given these perceptions of anti-establishment, you know, the perceptions that people are having these anti-establishment ideas, what could that mean for New Zealand in the future?
Well, we have had such a sort of voter revolt, and I'm thinking back to 1993 when two interesting things happened. One, we had a vote for the MMP electoral system, and that referendum really can be seen as an anti-establishment kind of voter revolt, I think. And we also, of course, saw the, you know, New Zealand First appear in Parliament with two seats, and the Alliance won two seats as well. So two minor parties got into Parliament, despite the fact that we still had the old SPP system at that election. And they were very much, you know, anti-globalisation, anti-neoliberal type parties. So you could argue that 1993 was our anti-establishment moment in New Zealand, and yes, indeed, we could, you know, one day face another such voter revolt. At the moment, I'm not seeing a lot of evidence that that's actually going to happen in New Zealand. And I mean, I can always be proven wrong, can't I? Because you never know what's going to happen between now and September. But you know, I don't really sense that there's a great deal of willingness on the part of New Zealanders to really shake up the system. Having said that, of course, you know, there is a lot of cynicism and distrust out there amongst Kiwis. You just have to go online and read, you know, comments, columns to see, you know, what people have to say about parties on both sides of the house. So there's certainly a lot of that kind of anger and distrust around, but I'm not sure whether it's going to translate into a major political or more electoral upset.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.